Missouri Net News is presented by Springfield, Missouri, where you're surrounded by the natural beauty of the Ozarks. See what's happening next at springfieldmo.org.
A proposed statewide prescription drug monitoring program is headed to the Missouri Senate floor. Lisa Nelson files this report.
A Missouri Senate committee has signed off on the creation of a statewide database to monitor suspected misuse of addictive painkillers. Bill sponsor Holly Rader says St. Louis County's prescription drug monitoring program covers at least 87% of Missouri, but her bill has Second and Fourth Amendment protections that St. Louis County's does not. John Lilly, a Springfield doctor, says painkiller overdose deaths have not declined, even though the rest of the country has such databases. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Missouri will be one of the focus states for the Democratic presidential contest, and before the primary on March 10th, all the remaining candidates will be in Kansas City to make their pitch. State Party Executive Director Lauren Gepford says Missouri will be an important stop for Democrats.
It's a couple days after Super Tuesday. The way things are looking right now, the race could still be competitive, so we wanted to offer an opportunity for people to come here from multiple presidential candidates, and we imagine that Missouri is going to be competitive as it has been in the past. In 2016 and 2008, we had really competitive presidential preference primaries for Democrats.
The event is Sunday, March 8th at the Kansas City Convention Center. And a Southern Missouri congressman is encouraging you to vote in next month's presidential preference primary. Springfield GOP Congressman Billy Long says it's important to make your voice heard.
I voted for the president yesterday. I had to vote absentee because I'll be in Washington, but I want to make sure everybody gets out for that presidential primary.
Once again, Missouri's presidential primary will take place on Tuesday, March 10th. And officials with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services say about 50 people have been evaluated in Missouri for coronavirus, and about 100 people are self-monitoring their symptoms. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar has asked for Congress's help in preparing for the coronavirus. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says there's still some money in a federal infectious disease fund for now, and that Azar can freely draw from some other funds. Blunt says the government has enough time to figure out how much it will cost to deal with the disease.
We intend to do that, but in the near term, money's available to meet the immediate needs of beginning to deal with this health challenge. We're going to work with the White House, and we'll decide the final number, and we'll decide the pay-fors. And the secretary this morning was very clear that they understand that that's how this process works.
Blunt chairs a panel on the Budget Committee that oversees the Departments of Labor, Health, and Human Services. Dozens of Americans have been infected by the new virus. About 2,800 people worldwide have died, mostly in China. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.